Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hello there, I'm Mark Griffiths, one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development. And I'm joined today by Rich Williams, who is a keynote speaker, trainer, coach, and author, who I met recently at a Suncoast HR chapter here in Florida that I was presenting at. Rich, for the last 16 years at New Leaf Training Development, we've focused on our core purpose of helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. What are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please do start by telling us a little bit more about you, your organization, what you do, and who you serve. Over to you, and then I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Mark. First of all, thank you for letting me be here with you today. And thank you for last Wednesday when you came in and spoke at our SHRM chapter, Suncoast HR. You did a great job, and it was very well accepted and very well appreciated, especially me coming from the leadership development and training world. Some of the stats you quoted and other stuff was very helpful for me and my business. Awesome. So I'm Rich Williams with therichwilliams.com. Yes, I'm a published author of a book called Recruiting and Retaining Top Talent, 10 Ways to Make Sure You Get Great People. I've been in the staffing business for the last 20 years, and just the last year and a half been on my own doing leadership and sales coaching and training. And so my purpose is, whose life can I make better today? Hmm. And so I try to do that every person I meet. Hopefully I make an impact, and it's a positive one, on them. Now, talking about leadership in the world we live in today, you know, my pappy, I quote him all the time in my book and in my videos, my pappy used to say, life is a do-it-to-yourself project. And so as far as leadership goes, I think it's on us as individuals to grow our leadership. I think it's us to, as individuals, to be accountable to the leaders, the people we lead. And, you know, whether you're a parent or a sibling or a teacher or a CEO, you know, we have to learn to lead the way we want to lead and be great leaders. And I think it's our accountability that to do that. The second thing that I've noticed is that a lot of the small to mid-sized companies that I work with don't seem to have any formal leadership training. Hmm. And so, you know, when, you know, I did a year-long training for a company that 350 employees. They had never once had any kind of formalized training. And so, you know, it's sort of spooky, you know, us being in the leadership, you know, training business. But, you know, I think in those situations, those companies got to take the responsibility and start somewhere. Mm-hmm. And so whether it's, you know, using New Leaf or using me, you know, mm-hmm. we have to start getting those people. Because what happens when someone gets promoted to supervisor? Mm-hmm. What kind of supervisor are they going to be? What kind of leader are they going to be? They're going to be the leader that they most admire. So if that person was a screamer or a yeller, then they might be a screamer or yeller. If that person was a, you know, a mouse and really quiet, and they might be that, you know. So I think us helping them become who they need to be is crucial in doing that. You know, a lot of companies, they'll go like, I mean, I did an hour and a half presentation to a company a couple months ago, and I said, why is it just 90 minutes? And they said, we're just checking a box. And I go, okay, you know.
Wow.
37 people on the call. Mm-hmm. I spoke for 90 minutes and they checked their box. Now, you know, is that beneficial? I doubt it. Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, are they going to learn something? You know, possibly. You know, my goal and what I said at the beginning is to take away one thing mm-hmm. that you're going to apply to your life and put in your leadership toolbox. And so I think if we send our people to an hour long training or an hour and a half or all day, and then we hold them accountable to what they learned. You know, what happens when you go to one of those all day trainings, you come back and you're pumped. Ah, I love it. It was great. And then you put your, you know, walk in and you got emails backed up and phone calls backed up and you stick the book in your desk and never see it for 2 years, you know? So mm-hmm. I think as long as there's follow-up and accountability, that those are good options. You know, mentoring programs, I think those are great as long as the mentor and the mentee are committed, right? I've had a mentor in my life that I was assigned, And he acted like I was putting him out, you know? I mean, so you know, and I've been a mentor to mentees that, you know, it took me a couple times for them to start learning and caring about what I said. And, you know, what Zig Ziglar said, you know, people don't know how much you know until they know how much you care. So it takes a little time for us to build that. So I think, you know, it all comes back to desire. Do you want to learn and grow? Do you want to be a better leader? Do you want to be the best leader you can be? And then accountability. Have someone in your life that holds you accountable to what you want to achieve, you know, and find out how you learn best. You know, are you a reader? Are you an audible learner? You know, I learn by teaching, you know, I'll learn it. And then as soon as I teach it, all of a sudden it comes alive and I'm going, oh, so that's what that means, you know? And so I think by, you know, coaching and developing people and teaching people, that's when I really learn and it becomes part of me. So I think, you know, those three things, desire, accountability, and then just, you know, the opportunity to learn and how you learn best, and then put a plan in place to learn and grow. And that, and I think that's what companies are missing now is, you know, the personal accountability, and then, you know, people like us having a formalized training program and helping them grow their leaders.
Wow. How's that? Yeah. Just love that. Honestly, Rich, you're speaking our language.
Yes.
For anybody watching this, by the way, if you haven't checked out Rich online on LinkedIn, some of the videos he does, just like inspirational, like puts the P in positivity, just absolutely awesome. So on behalf of everyone who's watching this back, thank you, Rich, for your insights to help people and organizations be their best. Before we sign off, just a quick reminder to our subscribers to keep an eye on the events page of our website for the complimentary professional development webinars we offer on a regular basis. Have a wonderful rest of the day.
I hope you found that interview useful, and if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.